Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously, on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company,
your intelligence reverts to 9.
But do you even know what you've lost?
I don't. I have no idea. Oh, I was so silly. All the numbers made look different.
Dusting, please. It takes a broom, offers that to Chantel, and says, sweeping, please. It hands a little glass bottle of liquid and a rag to Sarin and says, polishing, please. You feel slightly exhausted and like you've had a good day's work. Dragon mince, by the way, is just what gnomes call beef. How much hot bullshit can I throw at you this one?
You might
episode?
Kill us. It might happen.
A gigantic, a simply enormous oak tree. Greydov dismounts and gestures for you to do the same.
Yeah, of course.
This is one of three locations in the forest that you will need to visit. You need to climb to the very top. He gestures up to the top of the tree. Up the top of the tree grows a very rare flower. You look up and you see you have a long way to go.
Well, every journey begins with one leap.
It's easy going at first. You don't struggle much. It's down the bottom. It's very thick with branches, and all of them are very sturdy. Difficulty wise, it's just like going up several flights of stairs, essentially.
Yes,
it's maybe a little tiring, but yeah, you don't really... There's not a lot of skill to it. After a little while of climbing, you begin to notice that the tree has an abundance of squirrels.
Yeah.
The squirrels appear to be watching you as well. As you're climbing up, you notice just at first this may be one squirrel, and then two, then three, then four, then 10. Mm. And you notice as well that the squirrels seem to be following you.
Yeah, okay. Well, There was no like need to do this as quick as possible, yeah?
Not that you know of.
Yeah, right. I'll sit down and I'll start casting speak with rituals. I'll cast speak with animals as a ritual spell and sort of get more in tune with everything and as the spell finishes, open my eyes. And converse with my new squirrel friends.
The first, there's a squirrel right in front of you. When you finish casting the spell, what do you say?
I said, hello there. How are you today?
Why is the forest colorful?
Why is the forest colorful? Well, I guess so we can all blend in.
The squirrels disperse.
Yeah. Well, I hope that was the right answer.
All right, you keep climbing?
Yes.
It gets slightly more difficult, but it's still so thick that it doesn't matter that much. The branches aren't becoming more thinly spaced, but you are getting tired. It's a lot of climbing, and you've been climbing. It is constant climbing, and you have been climbing for a while. As you're climbing, you notice that, well, maybe you hear it before you see it. Water, water, water. You turn around, and you see there's a magpie on one of the branches. It, like, turns so that one of its eyes can survey you very closely.
Yeah, hello there, friend.
You notice another magpie lands nearby.
Yeah. I have another sit down as a bit of a rest because I guess I've been climbing for so long. And once again, cast Speak with Animals as a ritual spell.
As you're casting it, more and more magpies begin to just appear until you are almost inundated with them. When you finish casting the spell, one of them is really close to you.
I like open my eyes. Hello there, friend.
What is the danger of man?
The danger of man. The danger of man is that they're afraid of the things that they do not know.
The magpies disperse with many fluttering wings and with many calls. They all disappear. Or not disappear, but like just fly away.
You're right. Let's keep going up.
Maybe that rest did it for you. You get a second wind. And the final leg of the climb, even as the branches begin to thin out, both like in between each other, but also just generally get thinner and less stable, you find this somehow to be the easiest part of the climb.
Magpies invigorated me.
As the branches thin out, you begin to get like a good view of the surrounding area. You are phenomenally high up. There are clouds that are lower than you right now.
Well, it reminds me of a time of when I could fly.
There,
breathtaking.
The sheer height that you are at right now puts like a chill to your skin and bones. You're a bit cold this high up. As you near the top as well, you can see right up the top, the like tippy top, you see a vine curled around, planted in nothing, just a vine curled around, and then a single beautiful white flower at the top, at the very tip and at the end of the vine. As you approach it, a single snowy barn owl lands on a branch near you. It turns, and without you having to cast anything, it says to you, "Why have you come to nature?"
"To ask for help."
The owl kicks out its wings and with a tremendous amount of force lifts off the branch and flies off.
Right. Well, I climb towards the alpine daisy.
You pick it?
Is it easy just to pluck out?
Yeah,
or
you
is
just
it...
pluck it out. You need to give it like a little bit of a twist and it just comes, it snaps cleanly away. There is, inside the alpine flower, there is like a sap, or maybe not a sap, like a liquidy sort of pollen that rests gently in the flower like it was a cup.
Interesting. Would I know enough about, like, again, this is like a druidic thing to be like, oh, okay, you need to drink from this kind of...
You're not local to this area, so you don't know this plant or its properties. I just rolled for you. Sorry.
Okay. Do I... Well, he didn't say to sup from it. Is that part of the thing? Does it look inviting?
Does it look inviting? It smells sweet. You can make of that what you will.
All right, I give it a lean in for a sniff.
You lean in for a sniff. It smells very polleny, very sweet. Maybe it's got kind of like a honey almost scent to it.
Right. Hell, again, this whole thing is trying to get be a bit better acquired with nature. I will have a sip.
Do you just have a little sip or do you drink?
I drink.
It tastes like liquid honey almost. It's maybe got like a kind of polleny aftertaste to it. It warmly slips down your throat and hits your stomach. You feel like a warm sensation settling in your chest and spreading out to your limbs. It's almost like you imbibed, like maybe it was alcoholic, almost.
Oh, no. I'm really high up.
There's a moment of just sitting in that warm feeling where it kind of like revitalizes you. You no longer feel the biting cold around you. There's a moment of that, and then something feels wrong. You feel like a sickening sensation in your starting in your stomach. Ooh, like acid is bubbling away inside of you.
Wrong choice.
The acidic feeling stretches first to your to like your esophagus and larynx, and you get an awful heartburny sort of feeling. Oh, no. From there, it begins to spread out to your limbs, and it's kind of like the gentle, warm feeling transforms into like a feverish feeling.
Yeah. Maybe this was an ingredient and not a soup.
Maybe. Well, I think I've made a mistake.
You are poisoned. not the condition poisoned. This is a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was one thing and it is different to the other. Okay. Well, life's all about little tiny mistakes. Good.
What do you do?
Hey, look, if this is the penance I have to do have, that's fine. What's the poison doing to me?
You don't know.
And can I get rid of it?
You could try to. Do you have a neutralized poison spell?
I do have like a lesser restoration, which is meant to neutralize the poison.
All right, you could try to cast lesser restoration if you wanted to.
Okay. Let's try and...
You cast lesser restoration and you like kind of maybe make a gesture at your mouth to draw the poison out of you. It feels like you are vomiting in slow motion as the liquid boils up into your throat and then out of your mouth. You could see it kind of coalesce into a ball in front of you, and then like a rubber band snapping back, the liquid goes shoots right back down your throat. You can tell that the poisoning effect is too powerful for lesser restoration.
Oh, that's annoying. All right, then. Well, I guess let's head back down the tree.
You climb back down?
Mm-hmm. Carefully. So very carefully.
The final leg is a bit dicey, but you manage to get back to the ground without falling.
Small blessings.
Gradov is standing. He has finished his meditation.
I just hold, like, with, like, a sullen face, just hold up the daisy. Thought I'd have to drink out of the, that was a mistake.
Gradov shrugs. If you drunk from it, perhaps it was required.
Maybe.
He mounts up and gestures for you to join him.
I, attempt to get on the elk.
The sudden elevation change from standing to getting onto the elk makes you feel ill.
I kind of close my eyes and just lean into Gradov. You know, when you're hung over and you're just kind of being held by someone?
Yeah.
Sure. Gradov unfortunately can't do any holding, and you don't know if he would if he could.
That's
but
fine.
In any case, he turns around and... You could tell that he's going a little easy on the elk so that you're not being jostled too much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You ride for a little while longer, and then you come to a cave. It's in a small rock edifice here in the forest. The cave has a foreboding aura upon it. Looking into its dark, open moor, you get this sensation of trespassing. Grey Dove and you both dismount from the elk.
Thank you for the help. Okay. Do I need to venture in there?
He nods. Within the cave, there is a fungus called a dark night fungus.
Ew. Dark night. All right. Good.
Dark night, like the... Mm-hmm. Not that it matters, I suppose. Spelling is irrelevant here. Dark night, like the person with armor.
Oh, I was pointing to the sky. Oh,
no, like the person with armor.
So is it two Ks or just the one?
What do you mean, two Ks?
Well, if it's dark night, is it like darknight, or is it dark?
Dark, knight.
Okay, so it's two words, not one word. All right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, it is two words. Dark night fungus, yes. There shouldn't be any other types of fungus in the cave. Well, there may be other types of fungus in the cave. Once again, I don't know what trials you may encounter.
Look at it. It makes sense. Okay. Right.
A trial, I understand, could happen is that you could be forced to identify the right fungus.
That's okay.
But I don't. It could be as simple as that, or it could be as complicated as the spirit of the forest manifests your parents and you need to explain why you've been a naughty child or something, with an edge of humor.
Yes.
An edge of humor and maybe a little bit too much familiarity.
Right. Have you ever done, communed with the spirits?
I've communed with many spirits.
Yeah.
The challenges they can sometimes set are obtuse, yes, or even sometimes perhaps impossible. Yeah. The spirit of the forest could actually set you a challenge that would just kill you, like to consume something that will just make you die. Yeah. He then considers his words and says, but it's rare.
It's like the pit of sap that's in my stomach. Yeah.
He like realizes what he said and what's happened and then finishes it with, but it's rare.
I don't, look, it's fine. I've already undergone so much in this last month. Once more into the bridge. I step forward into the cave.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sure, I like listening to D&D is for Nerds, the podcast I am currently listening to, or not, and maybe you should check it out on Spotify or whatever, but I hate using my stupid ears when I could instead be using my fabulous eyes. Well, thank my lucky stars, those fucking maniacs went and wrote a book adapting their Atticus campaign, the one with the airship and unhinged gnome. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and click on the merchandise button. It was limited run and stocks are getting thin. So why get talked at when you could use your own inner dialogue and read an adventure? Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab your copy of the Orticus today.
Almost immediately, you are swallowed by darkness. It feels supernatural in origin. Yeah. Maybe you try to produce flame to conjure some light.
I do.
The light exists for a brief moment before it is snuffed out by the darkness surrounding it. You can feel the spell still active in your hand. The fire just sheds no light here.
Right. I stop casting it then. Okay. I will close my eyes and maybe sit down. And then as a ritual spell.
Mm-hmm.
I will cast locate animals or plants and trying to locate the dark night fungus.
You close your eyes to cast the spell. Upon completion, you open your eyes again. You still see only pure pitch blackness, but you feel a pull somewhere from around your navel drawing you deeper into the cave.
Right. Well, onward. I just put one foot in front of the other. Keep walking.
It's the hero's journey, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You keep walking, and after a few moments, you hear a low growling sound. Two pinpricks of light open up in the darkness.
Cool. I cast, not as a ritual, I cast Speak with Animals. Hello there, good friend.
Go away.
I would love to go away, but right now I need to find something that we call the Dark Night Fungus, and I know that it is in this direction. If you would let me pass so I could go and collect this, I will, of course, leave. But if you need something from me to let me pass, just name it, and I will do my best to do it for you.
Go away. That's all I want.
I will go away once I get this fungus. So is there anything that we can do that will allow me to pass? I'm not going to interfere with you. I don't want to change you. I don't want to do anything to you. I just need this Dark Night Fungus for a very important reason.
The mother wolf does not deal in her den.
Mother wolf. So you're a mother, yes?
She doesn't respond to that.
What would you do to save your cubs?
To save my cubs? I would kill a man, and I'm considering it right now.
Yes, well, I'm also trying to save a cub.
It doesn't seem like this wolf really understands, unfortunately. Like, you impress upon the wolf that you are trying to also save a life.
Okay.
This wolf just doesn't care about the life that you're trying to save.
Look, I understand you may not give a damn about me, but I care about you. And I, like you, am a mother wolf, and I will do anything to do what I need to do to protect my cub. So?
5. The wolf says.
Do you really want to do this?
8. The wolf doesn't know how to count. Cass has just been destroyed by that. 10.
That was so intense.
I would like to... can I intimidate then? To be just like... We can go down this way, and you will be injured. You might be able to kill me, but I will injure you in some way, shape, or form. So if you let me pass, nothing needs to happen.
The wolf probably still doesn't care. The wolf thinks it can take you. 2. It says 2 in such a way that you think it thinks it's near to the end.
Don't really want to do this, wolf.
13! The wolf leaps.
I change into a wolf.
Okay. Well, we'll go to initiative.
And I run.
Oh, you turn tail and run?
As in, like, towards the cave. As in, like, for that, the pull of where the thing is. Now I can have a sniffer, though.
Ah.
All right.
Smell out that fungus.
You... Well, hopefully. No, surely you'd be able to smell... You'd know, I suppose, what fungus is, sure.
Mm-hmm.
What
is...
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything faster than a wolf?
That you could turn into? I don't know off the top of my head.
Like a panther? I've turned into a panther before. Is a panther faster than a wolf?
You know what? I'll make that a nature check for you to know off the top of your head if a panther is faster than a wolf.
Okay.
All right. You know your panthers and you know your wolves. A wolf has a movement speed of 40 feet. A panther has a movement speed of 50 feet. Also, as a panther, you could probably... Well, you can't, like, I would say that you can't stop while on the wall, but you do have a climb speed, so you could, like, run along the wall.
Run and jump, basically. Parkour! Yeah. All right, I will turn to a panther, and I will use my new sniffer, and I will try and, pounce, leap, and run away from said wolf to deeper into the cave and try and towards the direction of that fungus that I need.
Unfortunately, the wolf gets to act first, and the wolf leaps upon you. When that happens as well, you hear yelping. You can tell that the cubs are nearby. Mm-hmm. The wolf sinks its fangs into your neck. You take... Oh, by the way, this is not something that's come up a lot, but if you take enough damage, you will revert from panther form back into
a
person.
Yeah, good.
You take 8 points of damage, meaning you have 4 points left before you're a man again.
Bullshit.
Okay. Also, you need to make a strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
Yeah, yeah.
You pass the strength saving throw. It is your turn.
Cool. I jump out the way.
We'll say you use the disengage action, so you still get your full movement speed, but there's no attacks of all.
Yes. Yes. I jump out the way, and I sprint towards
You, reaching further into the cave, you sniff out the fungus. You find it.
Excellent.
And that is your turn. The wolf chases after you. Highs or lows?
Yeah, let's go with lows.
Lows? Okay, unfortunately, the fungus was really close, so the wolf doesn't... So you didn't need to go far, good news, but also...
The wolf doesn't need to go far.
Yeah, the wolf can still get to you intact, unless you wanted to move further into the tunnel so that the wolf wasn't in range of you. I mean, you still got to get past the wolf eventually, but...
Yeah. Well, I'll go further into the tunnel so the wolf doesn't get to me. Right.
The wolf chases after you. It's your turn. You turn around...
I will try to jump over it or, like, use the wall as the climbing speed to try and get past here. And if I can, snap at the fungus in my mouth.
All right. I'm going to make that, first off, you know vaguely where it is, but obviously because it's pitch black in here, not exactly where. So I'm going to make it first off a perception check to detect exactly where the fungus is, and then an acrobatics check to deftly scoop some up.
Okay. And as a panther, I have advantage on perception checks that involve a smell.
Ah.
All right. You pass the perception check.
Yes.
And then acrobatics. You pass the acrobatics check. You launched cleanly and neatly past the wolf, land almost exactly where you need to, scoop some of the mushroom up, and keep going.
And I
highs or lows?
Let's get highs this time.
All right. You accidentally swallow some of the mushroom as well.
Damn it.
This one doesn't feel like it poisoned you, but you don't feel great about it either. Like, as in, I don't mean physically you don't feel great about it.
Mentally.
Just like, yeah, you're like, I don't think it was clever to swallow random fungus.
Not have done that one, stupid cat mouth.
The wolf chases you the entire way out of the tunnel, but once you've left the mouth of it, the wolf stops and turns around.
I, in front of Grey Dove, like a cat with a hairball, cough it up.
Yeah, no worries.
I would presume I would have to transform back into human version of me.
Sure, you can if you want. You don't have to.
No, I will. Cough it up. Transform back into my human self. Pick up the fungus. And I got some. Swallowed some, but I got some.
Greydove stands up from his sitting position and mounts the elk. Good. Only one left to go.
I have an internal, I guess, you know, a bit of introspection. How am I feeling? Am I double sick?
You stop to try and assess your feelings, and you feel fine. Nothing seems to... It doesn't seem to be affecting you.
Okay. Right. I hop on the elk.
All right.
Or I you, ask Grey Dove.
Oh, I should say, you still do feel that poisoning from before. Yeah.
Yes.
As you're riding to the third location, it hits... Definitely a psychedelic.
Oh.
Oh no.
You're tripping balls, dude.
I start stroking I guess the elk's fur.
Yeah, sure.
And really just press into the Grey Dove's back there.
Running your hands through the elk's fur immediately feels wrong. The elk's fur feels like it's marble and that you are pressing marble apart between your fingers.
Oh, it's a bad one. Okay. Nope. Stop that.
Grey Dove, what's his? Oh, he's got leaf weave armor. There's like little bridges and bumps on the leaf weave, and all of those running over your fingers feels like too much input at once.
I start like shaking my head. No, thank you. This is bad.
On the ride to the third location, you vomit.
Stop. I need to get off. No, I jump off.
All right. You have to go you walk the rest of the way. Grey Dove probably dismounts as well and then sends the elk off to where you don't know and frankly don't care.
Can you hold my hand?
Grey Dove holds your hand for the rest of the way. That is pleasant. Grey Dove's hand is not clammy and it is neither too hot nor too cold.
This is good. You've got a good hand. Thank you. So good.
You hear the third location before you get there. It's you don't know if it is actually just too loud or if it's another effect of the psychedelics. But as you approach, it's a thundering waterfall. It is so fucking loud.
Grey Dove, that's very loud.
Turn to look at Grey Dove and you see him wince as well. It does appear to be more than the psychedelics.
That's good to hear. It's not meant to be. It's going down. It's definitely falling down. Okay. Forward. Yes. Are we here? Is this it? I'll stop talking.
you come to a river. The river is really, really, it's a really, really, really powerful current, but the river itself is actually very thin. It's maybe only like a foot across. It is such a thin river, but you could just see that the water is traveling at a tremendous speed. And not too far from where you are, there is a waterfall, and it is kind of like the water is shooting out at a rapid speed. You can see that it's like a water slide almost, if a water slide could be very fucking deadly. Oh. The water comes out at an incredible velocity, shoots maybe like 60 feet, just pure horizontal, before it finally starts arcing downwards and into a river.
Okay. Greydov, I explain what I'm seeing. That's what's happening. Yes?
Greydov nods.
Okay, good. Okay. I blink several times.
Okay. This is the final trial. Yes. From there, you will contact the spirit of the forest.
Great news. Okay.
And then the spirit of the forest might have, I don't know how many more trials you could potentially face or how long this would take. In any case. You, and I'm very sorry to tell you this.
Yeah.
You need to go down the waterfall.
Go down the waterfall.
Yes.
Okay.
In addition to that, there may be other trials.
Okay. I've been down a waterfall once before, you know. Quite recently.
Yes, I am aware.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The waterfall looks like it's pretty dangerous, yeah?
Yeah, it's powerful. You could try some... Yeah, what a great expression. You could try summoning this one,
but
you don't think it would help that much. You would be shot out. There are waterfalls, and then there is this. This is something else entirely. You could try salmoning.
I mean, I could try salmoning this. Or a larger, my good friend Crocodile.
You don't think you'd fit as a crocodile?
I don't think I'd definitely not fit with the air.
You might not realize that. If you say that out loud, Grey Dob says, I don't think you'll fit as a crocodile.
Or some kind of shark, perhaps.
I don't think you'd fit as any larger animal.
Yeah, I've never seen a shark.
It's a quite small space, he says. He maybe, for you, demonstrates by putting his hands about a feet apart. He puts them about a foot apart and then puts that up to your face so you can feel it.
Oh, I couldn't even, I need to salmon this. I can't even get there until push into his arms.
Until he demonstrated that, you don't think that you could have possibly, don't think you could possibly have done that.
Okay. Greydov, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
I'm going to turn into a salmon now. Can you pick me up and I gesture to the waterfall?
I don't think I can help.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll start walking towards, and when I get there, I will salmon this.
Before you do anything, you hear Greydov call out from behind you. Good luck.
Hey, I think I'm going to need this one. Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you know what the properties of this alpine daisy does?
The properties of its nectar, do you mean, or the flower itself? Because they do two different things.
Yeah, the flower itself.
The flower itself, it's used in a ritual to contact the spirit of the forest.
Okay,
so, as is the mushroom. I forgot to tell you. Oh, God, that would have been so... in the river, in the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Christ.
Yeah.
Greydov takes a moment. Oh, Christ. Oh, the Christian Jesus. you, at the bottom of the lake, there is an algae that you will need to collect and bring back to me.
Oh, right. Well, what's it called?
It's called ironwood algae. It's local to these woods. Oh, it exists only in the ironwoods.
Ironwood algae. Okay. Look, I'm just going to... I want to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
As a ritual, cast locate. Plant, once again, the ironwood algae, just so that I know that I have a sense of where I need to go. So no matter what is happening around me, no matter what I'm seeing, I can at least understand that I know exactly where to go, that pull from my navel. And once that happens, I will head to the water and I will cast wild shape and turn into a salmon.
You turn into a salmon and you try to fall into the water.
Mm.
You need to make a dexterity check.
Okay,
you miss.
Ow, all right. Yep.
You're going to need to make a strength check now to try and throw yourself into the river.
Okay.
Let's
roll.
Okay. Okay, you fail.
Okay.
You begin suffocating. You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Let's roll.
All right, you pass the constitution saving throw, letting you know that if you fail this, you're dead. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right. Fucked. All right, thank God. You throw yourself into the river.
Jesus, Adam.
Two pretty good rolls in a row that you really needed to get.
Roll into the river.
Right. The second you hit the water, it is not any better. The velocity of this water is so strong that you cannot swim. You are just thrown. You're shot like out of a fucking cannon.
I do not resist and accept the thing that is happening to me.
All right.
I go limp. And I will find out what happens next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.